Good evening.
It is a good evening, and it's lovely to see you all. We now turn to Halacha Hey of Siman Vav, and we have a very odd conjunction here of Halachot. And I think I may have mentioned to you in the past what is a common joke around Bracha Levatala. I must say common, maybe not that common, about the man in Europe who's being chased down, persecuted by a Cossack. Stood still and said, "Before you kill me, let me just say bracha. Bracha d'Hashem l'keilu melech olam ha'sheket ishanot mitzvot tivano al kedesh Hashem." The Cossack gets distracted, walks away, and the man says, right, like bracha levatala. How seriously do we take bracha levatala? But the next halacha actually says, "Bracha l'mayim v'shamash ish met b'shchuna." If you say bracha on water, you're holding a cup of water in your hand. The example we've been using the last couple of days, you're holding a wax apple in your hand. You didn't realize. You say the bracha, and then you figure out it's not real fruit. So you hold a cup of water. It's guaranteed that it's water. It's fresh. It moves. You can drink it. You say shakol ne'ir bidvaro, and then somebody says, "I've got terrible news. Somebody just passed away in the home." Some of you may be familiar, some of you may not, some of you may have this minhag, some of you may not, but there is a minhag report in Shulchan Aruch and elsewhere that if somebody passes away in the home, you spill out all the water in the house. If you've got water in the fridge, you pour it out, etc. Some people do that, some people don't. He's saying, if that is the minhag, to spill out all the water, you're holding, you just said a bracha, is this now the equivalent of a wax apple? Meaning, I can't drink it. What happens to the bracha? And he says, even though, why do you spill it out? Anyone heard this minhag, know why we spill out the water? There are a few reasons suggested. One reason is suggest, where would you pour it out? Nowadays we pour it in a sink. 200 years ago, where did you pour the water out? In the street. And it was essentially a way to communicate to the neighborhood without having to put a press release out that somebody's passed away in the home. It was a public announcement, and that's one explanation. But in the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch, it suggested that actually based on a mystical history, that the Malach HaMavet dipped his knife in any water in the house to clean his knife off when he left. So you don't drink it because you don't have any contact with the angel of death. That's why you pour it out. So it's now deemed, halachically speaking, a dangerous thing. And of course, if you were looking at something, holding it, and you thought it was water and it turns out to be cyanide. Anyone, is cyanide a clear liquid? Nobody knows? Well, figure out next time you take a drink. So, and then you figure out it's cyanide. Who is it? All right, there you go. So you're holding a cup, you think it's water, it's cyanide. You said the bracha, what do you do? Say again? Don't drink it. That would be my assumption. But he says, you say it, you hear, you pour it out because of danger. Since you said a bracha, take a little sip, so it shouldn't be a wasted bracha. Which is astonishing. And don't be worried about the danger. Why? Because someone, something that people throw around. You're doing a mitzvah, nothing horrible can happen.
That's why you shouldn't
close the yeshiva
for COVID.
That's why you shouldn't
close the yeshiva for COVID pandemic.
That was exactly going to be my next point, which of course we've not been living this thesis the last few months. If we believe that davar mitzvah lo yodei ra, that if you're doing a mitzvah nothing terrible happens, why are we holding masks? Why are we separated out? Why are we in backyards? Why are we at home? And of course, I wouldn't want to pin on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in a complete obverse theology. His assumption here is that there are species of danger. And when we get to the halachot of Pikuach Nefesh, which will come in a couple decades, we'll deal with this different species over time. But here the assumption is, what's the danger? The danger is based on a mystical tradition. And number two, so there's a different species of danger here, which is recalibrated when you have a bracha levatala as opposed to a physical medical danger. But it's also worth pointing out, he doesn't say nothing bad will happen. He just says, al yidag mipnei hasakana. Don't worry, you can't live your life in a state of fear. And right now I would say that we are wearing masks, we're at a distance, because there is still a risk. And doctors tell us there's still, it's minuscule, it's tiny, and we try to mitigate it, but there is a risk. But we can't live our lives in a state of da'aga. And here we're being told, al yidag, don't just live your life in a state of anxiety and perpetual fear, because shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Because when you're doing a mitzvah, this isn't a promise that if you do a mitzvah, you're never going to know evil. But part of shomer mitzvah, part of doing a mitzvah is lo yeda davara. So you're not sitting there thinking about horrific evil as you're doing it. It kind of undermines and disqualifies the mitzvah in a sense. We have to be careful, we have to be cautious, we have to take precautions. But we can't live in a state of da'aga, otherwise that kind of undercuts the service of the mitzvah that we're doing.
Again, if it happens to be cyanide you're holding, do not drink it. Pour it out and say Baruch Shem Kavod. In the meantime, we'll say that in a different context.